Recipes. Recipes this month come to us from the National Federation of the Blind of Nevada. Strawberry Kale Salad by Terry Rupp. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Terry Rupp. Terry Rupp is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Nevada, is a wife and mother, and is the author of a blog called Blind Mom in the Burbs. Note, there are no measurements in this recipe. The person preparing can choose the amount of each ingredient to his or her liking. Ingredients: kale, strawberries, feta cheese, olive oil, salt, and pepper. Method: tear the kale leaves into small, bite-sized pieces. Lightly sprinkle salt, pepper, and olive oil onto the kale and gently massage. Let the massaged kale sit in a covered bowl for at least an hour in the refrigerator. The longer it sits, the better. When you are ready to serve the salad, toss in finely sliced strawberries and feta cheese. Enjoy! Citrus-Scented Orzo by Regina Mitchell. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Regina Mitchell. Regina Mitchell is currently the Southern Nevada Chapter President and Affiliate Board Member. She has been married for 34 years to Stan Mitchell and mother to her teenage daughter, Journey Mitchell. She's a foodie and loves mystery movies. Her passions are travel, healthy eating, and an affinity for running, although she still craves a few Cheetos. She's also on the hunt for the best cupcake and doesn't believe ketchup should be anywhere near breakfast foods. Orzo is actually a tiny rice-shaped pasta, slightly smaller than a pine nut. Orzo is ideal for soups and wonderful when served as a substitute for rice. Add the dressing when the orzo is still warm so it absorbs into the pasta. This dish is even better when made in advance. Just check the seasoning and add the basil leaves at the last minute. Dressing ingredients: 1/3 cup freshly squeezed lemon juice, 2 lemons, 3 tablespoons orange juice, 1/2 orange, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Method: combine the dressing ingredients in a small bowl, cover with plastic wrap, and set aside. Orzo ingredients: 1/2 pound orzo, 1 16-ounce can chicken broth, low sodium, 1 cup water, 4 whole scallions, minced, white and green parts, 15 fresh basil leaves, cut into chiffonade, ribbons or strips. Method: in a large saucepan, add chicken broth and water. Allow to come to a boil. Add the orzo and cook 10 to 12 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat. Drain the orzo into a strainer or colander if needed. Pour the citrus vinaigrette, dressing, over the warm pasta. This will allow the dressing to absorb into the orzo. Let cool to room temperature. Garnish with scallions and basil. You can serve the orzo, hot or cold, as a side dish and as a component in casseroles, soups, and salads. Orzo usually comes in a basic pale yellow color, but it is also available in a tricolor variety that is commonly used in rotini and other pasta types. The dressing can also be used on salad. Enjoy! Kahlua Pork by Aaron Rupp. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Aaron Rupp. Ingredients: 4 pounds pork rump roast or picnic shoulder, 4 teaspoons of liquid smoke, 4 tablespoons of kosher salt, coarse salt, shredded cabbage. Method: rub pork with liquid smoke and salt. For extra flavor, insert garlic into the meat. Tightly wrap with 4 layers of aluminum foil. Bake at 400 degrees for 4 hours. Once pork is done, serve shredded on top of a bed of shredded cabbage. For every extra pound of pork, increase everything in the recipe to equal the weight of the pork, including the baking time. The only thing you do not increase is the temperature at 400 degrees. Lemon Shortcake with Macerated Seasonal Berries by Regina Mitchell. Macerated Seasonal Berries Ingredients: 2 pounds fresh berries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, or boysenberries, 1 cup simple syrup, 1 cup water, and 1 cup sugar. Place in a saucepan, simmer until sugar dissolves. Cool. Method: place berries in a large bowl. Add simple syrup to taste, start with 1/2 cup of syrup, and then add as desired. Cover with plastic wrap and set aside while preparing and baking the shortcakes. Lemon Shortcake Ingredients: 2 cups all-purpose flour, spoon and level, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup granulated sugar, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, chilled, 2 whole lemons, zested and chopped, 1 cup sour cream, not low fat, 1/4 cup whole milk, 1 egg beaten with 2 tablespoons water or milk for egg wash. 2 tablespoons granulated sugar for sprinkling. Note: for a shortcut, purchase store-bought shortcakes or sweet biscuits from local grocery store or fresh bakery. Method: preheat oven to 425. In a medium bowl, sift the flour with the baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Stir in 1/4 cup sugar. Cut in the butter with a pastry blender or fork until it resembles coarse meal. Stir in the lemon zest, sour cream, and milk. Scoop the dough into 6 high mounds evenly on a parchment-lined cookie sheet. Brush the tops with the egg wash. Sprinkle with the remaining 2 tablespoons of sugar. Bake until lightly browned, about 15 to 20 minutes, until the outsides are crisp and the insides are fully baked. Transfer the biscuits to a rack. Cool slightly before splitting. Place biscuits on a dessert plate. Spoon the macerated berries over the biscuits. As an alternate, you may spoon a dollop of fresh whipping cream or non-dairy whipped cream on top of macerated berries. Enjoy!